Tickets for UFC 157, Rousey versus Carmouche, go on sale this Friday at the Honda Center box office and Ticketmaster.com. And we have the champ in the studio with us, Ronda Rousey. Thank you so much again for coming in.
No problemo.
What a sweetheart.
Totally.
Just totally down to earth, even though she's like the biggest sports superstar on the map right now. Everybody wants to get a piece of Ronda.
Mm-hmm. You can't see wings on the radio. That was hot.
Am I your type at all?
I don't know.
Honestly, I mean, just by looking at me, physically.
By looking at you?
Looking at me. Am I your type? If I care for the bar?
I've never really been into anyone that wears a hat backwards.
There you go. It's for the cameras. Really, the hat backwards thing? Especially, yeah, I guess.
You know, 1996, I'm sure it was really hot.
It's the same hat, too.
I love it.
It's my lucky hat. I can't take it off.
Well, it's not lucky anymore.
It doesn't get you lucky.
No. It's my defense mechanism.
I thought that was what the stash was for.
It is disgusting. I know.
It's disgusting.
Do you have anything that you consider like your lucky thing? I mean, when you go into a fight, it's like I got my lucky.
My battle boots.
Battle boots.
I always walk in on with the same boots that are like totally torn up and little cheapy boots, and I don't know why. They're like I might want my toes go numb when I fight for some reason.
That's
like,
weird. My toes when I'm a runner and my toes and feet go numb when I run.
Yeah, it's
What's
weird.
That about?
I think it's like my body is in that fight or flight mode where it only wants to put blood to like the muscles and really like, you know, vital organs and stuff. So like I just stop getting circulation to my toes. I get really cold in my toes.
Yeah.
And that's why I stomp my feet when I walk out, and that's why I wear the boots is to keep my toesies warm.
That's interesting.
And it looks scary to everybody else.
Right. But I can't feel my big toe. That's all. I'm not all that badass right now. Let's freak it out.
1-800-955-5567. In a moment, Ron is going to get Heidi in her ever-famous arm bar. Just give Heidi what little feel of what it's like, what all these women are going, ow,
so this is
let
what,
me up.
This is what Liz Carmouche would try to avoid in the fight. Like I'll do anything to just not get in that position.
I mean,
what she's training to avoid.
Because this is the thing that's taken everybody out. Mm. I like the fact that you're still going to go for it again. It's like nobody can beat it. This is my thing. No one can beat it.
Screwed it up for everybody. I'm tapping out.
So yeah, this is the thing.
Oh my God.
So I don't know, do you guys want to get on the floor now and I'll get the camera?
I'm nervous.
I've always wanted to say that.
I'm nervous. Ronda, go easy on me.
Okay.
I'm
yeah, because Matt Hughes.
I feel like I should take my boots off or something. I don't want to like, you know, right, shank you with a heel.
I don't know what to do, so I'm just at
you just lay there.
You just lay on the ground.
And she'll do the rest.
Stick your arm out.
All right. Okay.
Are we going for it? Let's go for it.
They're getting on the ground here. 1-800-955-5567. That is the number. We do have a pair of tickets to give away to UFC 157. If you'd like to win those, I'm going to let Rhonda pick who on the phone next is going to be able to get that.
I don't know.
All right. Talk us through what you're doing with her. All right.
Well, she's laying on the ground.
Yeah.
I gotta like lay perpendicular to her.
All right, so yeah,
I'm
lay down
not
there.
Let my boot hit you in the face.
All right, okay.
Oh, this is nice.
So,
oh Jesus.
You gotta make sure there's no gap between her shoulder and your business.
It's so much hotter when you don't have cornrows in. Seriously.
I never fight with cornrows.
Oh, I'm kidding. Most of those girls do.
But no, then you grab the arm and you lean back, and then when it gets as straight as it can get, then you arch your hips up. You feel that?
You feel
Oh, my God. My elbow went numb like that.
Yeah, so you pull it down, and then I would arch my back like as far as I can, and her elbow would, and if it was still going, then I would bend it off to the side and try to make it go past 90 degrees that way.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Tapping out.
That is the move.
Wow. Holy cow.
That is the move that has taken out everyone who's ever faced Ronda in the first round.
And well, so that there's no way you get in that position. You're done. There's
but
no.
But even able to get that person in that position.
I don't even know.
It took you guys a couple, you know, like a half a minute.
But when I was laying there, I'm thinking, how would I get out of this? Obviously, I was just submitting, so I wasn't. But I wouldn't even know
how
to.
You want to get back down and try to get out this time?
I
wouldn't even use any hands. She wouldn't be able to get out.
Well, how would that work? Just your thighs are so vice-like?
Yeah, you have to squeeze your knees
and
so
in
the
that
person
position,
can't pull out their arms. So, like,
I'm trying to think, is there a way that I could
you can't.
Bring
no,
my
no
foot
way.
Back? My foot back. Yeah, nothing.
There's nothing you could do.
That's it. Dang, sorry. I gotta learn how to do that.
That was awesome. We do have that on video. That's going to be up on the website, 95.5KLOS.com, and HeidiandFrank.com.
You feel, you are so strong and powerful. Like, you just feel just even, I mean, I didn't put my hands on you, but just feeling your body against mine, it's like, you're just so powerful. It's crazy. Like, I want to be badass.
Blushing?
Like,
I'm blushing. Like, when I feel your body against mine, you're so firm and powerful.
I'm powerful.
My toes are
numb. Hold my arm in between your legs and arch your back. I just love the feeling of strength that you give me. Well, thank you a lot, Heidi. That's really sweet of you. That's probably the best compliment I got today.
Well, you are badass. I will say, I want to be that. I want to be you. I mean, I work out and stuff, but dang, I mean, just to be that powerful.
Let's go to Frank on line 5. He has a question for Rhonda. Hello, Frank.
How you guys doing? I'm a new listener. I'm a big fan of you guys. I enjoy your show every morning. And Rhonda, I'm a big fan. I'm really impressed. I used to do judo, and I'm glad you're representing your for women and for judo players.
Oops, I'm unplugged.
But I have a question for you, Rhonda.
Hey, now I can hear it.
There you go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you now.
Hey, you know, I know you got a big fight coming up, but is there anybody in particular that would give you a big satisfaction in taking out?
Of course. I'd love to beat up Cyborg, dude. She's really got it coming more than anybody else. I mean, the girl cheated in a way that she could, you know, it was almost like attempted manslaughter, you know what I mean? Like, if you cheat and then you try to hurt somebody with your bare hands, it's just, it's unsafe. It's just wrong. It is like, it's criminally negligent, and that girl deserves the beating that she's going to get at some point. She can't avoid me forever.
Oh my God. Let's do it today.
That's so awesome to watch that. Oh, man.
Hey, do you want to get Frank the tickets to the fight?
I want to get tickets to your next fight. I would love that.
Maybe we should make him earn it. We need to, like...
What do you want him to do, Ron?
I don't know. What can we make Frank do?
Frank, what are you willing to do to get these tickets?
I think I need you to come up with something that ask for it, the tickets in a way that rhymes.
Oh yeah.
What was that?
Ask for the tickets in a way that rhymes.
Ask for the tickets in a way that rhymes?
Yeah. Little like a little rap.
Like a sonnet.
All right, let's see. How about
go ahead.
Rhonda, I would love it if you could. Oh, man.
Come on, you're right.
Oh,
Rhonda Rhonda.
You get Rhonda at the Honda Center.
Rhonda at the Honda.
It's right there.
Better than Jane Fonda.
My anaconda. Something like that.
Something,
it's all
Frank.
In there.
Something.
All right.
Well, give him another chance.
All
come
right, Frank. Come on.
Okay. All right, give it. Okay. So, Rhonda, like Frank said, you anaconda.
Oh no. You know what? I appreciate you trying. Give the guy the tickets, dude. All right.
Frank, you're going to UFC 157. You won the tickets before you get by.
Oh,
man.
Oh, I'm so excited.
There's still a chance for you to possibly win going to the fight with me. I'm going to be there. I'll be in your corner cheering you on.
Awesome.
I'll wear my hat backwards. I won't even shave, just for you.
Ooh, yummy.
So thank you so much, Frank. Rhonda, so wonderful having you in.
You're awesome.
Anytime you want to come back, just bust in the door.
Yeah, okay? I do. Definitely. Always welcome.
UFC 157, Saturday, February 23rd at the Honda Center.
We'll be rooting for you.
Tickets on Friday, Honda Center box office and Ticketmaster.com. And another chance tomorrow, if you listen to Airplane News all week long, another chance to win those tickets tomorrow. Good luck. You're not going to need it.
No. She's got some Liz Carmouche. Sorry, sister. But yeah, you're going down.
Ronda Rousey, we are Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.